In the time of healing, particularly now for women, there is a very important question. And that question is, who are you? And that question seems so simple, and it seems like a question we should be able to answer right away. But as it happens, that is not true. And the reason for it is, first, it was never encouraged. The asking of it was never encouraged. Not, who am I? That was not encouraged. And the second thing is that there was usually someone telling you who you were. And that acted itself out in behaviors, in responsibilities, in a million different ways. And so the primary question, and the one that you are actually here to ask, was obscured by all of the patriarchal answers, even if they came through other women, that landed on your life. And so now, at this particular time, it is very important that we bring that question up again, and that we ask it, and that we are willing to gather information about it. Now, what you will find is that there is the old habit of defining who you are by what you do. It is probably the first thing that you heard. If you ask, who am I, you heard, you are the one who does the dishes. You are the one who takes care of this or does that or is responsible for this. But none of that has to do with being. And the answer to who am I is entirely surrounded by who you are as a being, and how you are being in the form that you are in. And that is why so many women do not, and some men too, do not continue to ask that question, because it is almost inevitably wrapped up with responsibility, wrapped up with appearance, wrapped up with particular ways of interacting with the world. And none of that will tell you who you are. And so, as we begin to look into this very important thing, who am I? Who am I? Then we need to look at some different ways of drawing in the elements of self-definition. Now, this cannot be done, of course, all at once in a sweeping field, although we are certainly sure you would be happy if that were true. But who am I has everything to do with the way your personal energy operates. And so we must look at who am I as a life study. We will take in a bit here, a bit here, a bit here, but there are beautiful questions that are designed to help you get the answer to that question. Now, we cannot stress too much how important it is to be simple about this. But we want you to watch how your own thoughts work and can sometimes divert you, so that you can move back to the center and stay with the question or the thought that you actually need to be working with. So we will give you an example. Who are you? Think of a thing that makes you happy and stop. Now, the reason for that is that when you find a thing that makes you happy, you must allow whatever that energy is and whatever that thing is to integrate, to become part of your identity. So you can have no judgment about it, no opinion about it. You do not connect it to other things in your life, and you do not worry about what someone else thinks about it. Now, we are not going to take you through the entire process because it would take too long. Although hopefully on Mondays we will be working on that for a while. It is spiritually, physically, mentally important for you to know who you are. Because when you know who you are, then you are not going to be in constant upheaval about the decisions that you make, the things that you choose, and what to do with your own experiences in life. So we do want to introduce just this first aspect. And we are going to speak together a little bit about this and how to work with this simple thing, but beyond that, integrate the energy that goes with the simple thing. So we will take some time together to speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the colors of your identity gathering around you so that you can breathe them in. Breathe in what is you. Exhale what is not. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away your week and washing away your doubts, your fears, washing all of that away. And feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel the golden light of the universe above your head, warm and fluid, pouring into your crown so that your crown opens to receive what is truly for you, for who you truly are. Let the golden light flow into the third eye. And let the third eye open. And clear and wide so it can see for you who you truly are. and see what you need to see in the world as what it truly is. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat. And let the golden light displace any communication that is not directly connected to who you really are. So when you listen, what you hear is for you. Feel the golden light flow into your heart. And let the golden light heal all of those places that have been caught or turned to a shape that is not your shape. Let the golden light restore your heart. The heart holds the pattern for the expression of who you really are. Let the golden light open that heart so you hear it and feel it and know it. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and let that golden light displace all of the emotions that do not belong in your body, that do not attach to worry. All of those need to leave so that there is nothing for worry to hold in your body, so that you can feel from who you truly are. Feel the golden light flow into your second center. And let the golden light displace the judgment and the shame that you might have caught in your body from yourself or from others. Feel that all removed, so that you now have the power, as things come into your life, to know them and wash them away. So that in your second center, you are who you really are. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light begin to displace limitation, powerlessness, anything you might view as inability. Move all of that out of that root center. And see in the root the construction of all you want to build in your life. All that you want to build for who you truly are. Feel the earth send its energy up to support what you are unfolding in your own life. And feel the golden light spread through your body, through your thoughts, through your head, releasing your neck and your shoulders, strengthening your spine, flowing through your trunk to heal anything that needs to be healed. Feel the light flow down through your arms and your hands so that you are open to hold and receive all that is good for who you truly are. Let the golden light take away the burden from your back and flow into your legs to know the power of the support of the universe in your body. And to your lower legs and your feet, to know your own support. And into your feet to awaken the wisdom of your walk, so that what you walk matches who you really are. Now see that there is a path of moonlight that extends from your heart and calls you to walk safely and upward into the sky. And it draws you into the place the universe has prepared for you. And you enter that energy and begin to breathe it. See what is around you. And know that everything here is for who you really are. And see that there is a gift in this place. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, take the energy of this place with you and come down the path again that was made of the moon's light. Come into your body. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.